Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
I'm curious to know if... Let me see, what was I had a question earlier. It's going to come back to me. Uh-huh. But I'm kind of curious to know if, what the additional three planets, like, do they change anything from, like, the original seven? Like, because there's three new planets, like, would it change in a very specific way, like, some of the significations of those seven planets? Like, does the arrangement kind of change?
Well, the reason I didn't present them is because I'm kind of leaning, the presentation I just gave was more of a Hellenistic point of view, and Hellenistic astrologers really don't use those three. That's why. But I also I dabble with the modern, that's where I started at, with the modern astrology. So I don't really poo-poo those three positions just yet. I was just trying to present what the ancients looked at. That's why I said, hey, maybe we need to, even though we think we know what these planets signify, we still have some more observation to do.
I agree. I think that, just the way that I see it, even though it might seem like I'm technically debunking astrology, which I'm not, because I also practice astrology, but the way I'm thinking about it is sort of like outside of the box, I guess, in the way that, you know, the ancients used to look up at the stars and they would only see seven planets, but those other three had to be in there somewhere in there.
Yes,
I guess
I know what you're kind of getting at. Actually, I was just listening to a podcast, and a guy was talking about that. And we can't actually, like, for instance, they have charts from way back, but we can't actually go pull them charts back up and then try to place Neptune and all of that into those charts, because maybe that society wasn't ready for that consciousness yet.
Oh, okay. I like that.
So 175 years ago, when we found Neptune, maybe us as a collective was just being ready for Neptune consciousness to be interjected into situation,
which is interesting, because Neptune's supposed to represent the hidden, right?
Yeah,
so it was like we discovered that there was something hidden in us.
Yeah, and actually that has something to do with why they put it in Pisces and stuff like that. But the way they have it now, it doesn't make sense in the calculations of how the ancients lined up all the planets, the significations, the malefics and benefics and all that stuff. Everything had male, female, yin yang, all that stuff. And with the introduction of these three, that's why I'm saying they haven't been around long enough. I mean, how long have we known about Pluto?
Not that long.
Exactly.
It's been even less than Neptune, right?
Yes, I think.
I don't even think it's been 200 years, because technically now.
No, Neptune was in 175, and then Uranus was after that, and then Pluto. I think Pluto was like 10 or something like that, somewhere around there. So.
Okay, wait, because then, hold on, because I actually did not know that. I didn't know that Pluto was discovered way after all the other ones. So, even though Pluto was technically discovered in the early 1900s with astrology, still today, people will pull up the charts of the United States and will include Pluto in it. And I was talking about the chart from like 1774 when we had the independence.
Pluto was February 18th, 1930.
In astrology or like just...
Just we found a planet, period. We found out, oh, there's a planet out there. And that was in 1930.
That'd be an interesting...
It actually hasn't been even 100 years yet.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That would be an interesting follow-up for you to do, because in the charts of the United States as a nation, taken from like the original, like when they signed the Declaration of Independence or whatever, you know, people, astrologers continue to pull up Pluto in that chart. But technically, Pluto hadn't been discovered till 200 years after that.
Yes. So technically, they're not really supposed to be using it in the chart because it may not have been part of collective consciousness yet.
So technically, now in the next couple of years, when Pluto transitions into Aquarius, that is when the U.S. will really feel that shakeup.
Depending on the type of astrology you follow.
Well, yeah, of course. But I'm just thinking about it in like terms of like in when we signed the Declaration of Independence, you know, Pluto wasn't around. So, you know, everybody talking about the U.S. having its Pluto return and its Pluto return, that's technically false.
Yeah. According to this guy who was on that podcast, who was one of the, I think his name was Alan, I forgot his name, but he is one of the original people who brought Hellenistic astrology back.
Interesting. Okay, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to do research on that because that's
Well, I'll just tell you this. One of the things they say, they also say is, I think Uranus is like a higher octave of Mercury.
I've heard that in Alice Bailey's Esoteric Astrology.
I forgot. Neptune's like a higher octave of Jupiter, maybe? Because actually Jupiter rules Pisces and Sagittarius.
Yeah.
So if Neptune is a hot higher octave, you know, than Jupiter maybe. Because they all kind of deal with Pisces and Jupiter. Sagittarius kind of deal with the same type of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta do my research on that. That's an interesting point that you just brought up there.
Speaking of research, I know you like one of the things you like to research is transits.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.